light of dawn which filters through the wilderness of the Canadian North Woods, a large buck deer slowly glides into a small clearing and stops to dip its muzzle into the icy water of a narrow stream. Suddenly it trembles in alarm, and with a snort of fear, charges back into the shelter of the trees. A hearty laugh echoes through the forest, and two men dressed in rough hunting clothes step into the clearing.
Oh, we keep that big fella one good scare, eh, Mark? He did not stop run for rest of morning.
You did a good job of tracking him, Johnny. He never knew you were after him.
Sure, when Johnny Malott, he is on the trail. He walk with the step of the ghost. Have I not win tracking contest for last 3 years in a row, eh?
Yes, but tomorrow you'll be up against the best in the world. You're going to have your work cut out for you.
Mark, I tell you this. Only man I think have chance against me is you.
Oh, thank
but
you, Johnny.
But because you are my best friend, I not bid you but too much.
Oh, fine. Thanks a lot, Johnny. But say, come on. We better get back to camp. Scotty will wonder what's happened to us.
Okay.
Oh,
hey, what's that?
Somebody in woods. Over that way.
He's in trouble. Come on, Johnny. On the double. There, Johnny, by that tree there, look.
Oh, his man lean against tree. Oh, how can he stand such a way? He look like he ready to fall down.
He would, Johnny, if he wasn't pinned to the trunk.
What?
Don't you see? There's an arrow right through him.
Oh, beggar. This one terrible thing. Look, he's dead, Mark.
No, but I'm afraid he's not going to live much longer. Here, help me, Johnny. Let's get him down on the ground.
All right, I hold him. You take that arrow.
Yeah. All right, easy. Ease him down now.
So, there is something we can do for him, Mark.
Not much, I'm afraid. I'll try to stop the bleeding, but I don't...
Mark, I am the mother of a cow, but this man is injured.
Uh-huh. An American Indian. Hope he lives long enough to speak to us. I'd like to know what a Mojave is doing 2,000 miles from home.
Mojave?
Yes, from the southwest, desert country.
How you know this?
Well, first his clothes. Blue jeans, hickory shirt. That's government issue, which means he's a reservation Indian. And then, you see these two vertical lines of blue tattooing on his face?
I see that tattoo thing before.
Yes, but never together with a mud pack to cover the hair, Johnny. Only Mojaves do both. And here, you see this alkali lining his shirt pocket? You only find that in desert country.
You see good, Mark. Next to Johnny Malott, you are maybe but sign leader in old world.
You're full of compliments this morning, aren't
but
you?
But now I tell you something.
Hmm?
I tell what manner of men did this thing.
Go ahead.
Big man is pinned to tree with arrow. Take big, strong man to do that. Much bigger, much stronger than many do it too.
Right.
A giant of a man, yes? Another sign. Men wear moccasin. And there is all in toe of moccasin. Is to ask why he's such old.
Oh, that's impossible to answer, Johnny.
Ah, there you are wrong. Man, he has so toe. All in moccasin is to make the toe hurt less. Oh, so you see. I tell you, Johnny Malott, best sign with the whoever lives.
Okay, Johnny.
Mark, Mojave, he move.
Yes. Hold this compress tight, Johnny.
Oui.
Easy there, fellow. Easy now.
Mark, the bleeding. He had not stopped.
Well, he hasn't much time, I'm afraid.
The world ender comes.
What does he say?
The world ender comes. He means death.
My God, I find the weasel who has done this.
Quiet, I'm trying to say something.
Remember, Uta. Uta. Remember, Ramada.
Uta, Ramada. Yes, I'll remember.
And do not see your liberty. Liberty. You understand.
Remember Hota and Ramada. And do not fear Nebethi.
It is good. You understand. You take this now. Take these of you some gold. And world and the region. I go now. Mustamo, wait.
Mark.
He's dead, Johnny. You want to meet the world and...
Suck a job. He's enough to make man turn into a cow.
Hey, Johnny, you're such a good sign reader. Can you tell me why this Indian come up here so far from his home? And what happened to him?
Name of the seven devils. How can I tell such thing? That is not to read sign, that is to read head.
Mojave, 2,000 miles from his reservation. Armed with war arrows. There could only be one reason. He tried to avenge someone wronged in his family. The Mojaves are very proud people, Johnny. They'll stop at nothing to gain vengeance.
But this poor fellow, what happened to him?
The man he was after got him first. And Johnny, I'm dropping out of the tracking contest tomorrow.
What?
I'm going after bigger game. I'm going to track down a murderer.
And so Mark Trail starts another thrill-packed adventure. It is late evening, and on the shores of a small lake in the heart of the Canadian North Woods, campfires gleam like blinking eyes in the night. Trappers and woodsmen from the whole continent of North America are gathered here, waiting for the start of the great tracking contest. Around their campfire, Mark Trail tells his young friend Scotty of the death of the Mojave Indian that morning.
And that's all he said before he died, Scotty. Hota, Ramada, and Nebethi. Got to figure out what that means.
And you're not entering the contest tomorrow?
No, Scotty. This is much more important.
Yeah, I know. But golly, Mark, I was counting on you. I even made a bet on you.
A bet?
Well, not very much. Just my last week's allowance.
Scotty, you know I don't approve of betting like that.
Well, I just couldn't help it. You should see what they're doing in town, Mark.
Hmm?
Why, there's thousands of dollars being bet. There's one big fellow in the contest who's already bet $15,000 on himself.
Really?
Yeah. And everyone wants to bet against him because they have so much faith in Johnny. Sergeant Blaine, you know, the Mountie.
Yes?
He's holding all the stakes. And he was the one who told me about all the money this fellow's bet on himself.
Must think an awful lot of himself.
Well, he does. I saw him. Golly, is he a giant, Mark? And he's got an Indian with him.
An Indian?
Uh-huh. Let's see now, what are their names? Oh, yeah, the big guy is Devil Collins, and the Indian's name is Apache Rivers.
Apache?
Hmm. Why, does that mean anything to you?
It should. I wonder... tell me, Scotty... This Devil Collins, you say he's big. How big?
Ooh, 6'5" or 6", I guess. Weighs around 250.
Mm-hmm. Johnny was right.
Johnny was right about what?
Oh, just something we were talking about.
You're hiding it from me, Omar.
I'm afraid I have to, Scotty. You see, what I know isn't a safe thing to know. I know just enough to be the next victim of a ruthless killer, if he should ever find out.
Well, Johnny, you all set to go?
Oh, hey, Scotty boy. This morning, I show everybody once again that Johnny Mallett is greatest tracker in all world.
Well, good luck to you.
Scotty, if Johnny doesn't mind, how would you like to go with him?
I'd love it.
Well, start packing.
Oh, swell. Wait for me, Johnny.
Sure.
Listen, Johnny, before you go, have you bet any money on yourself?
Why, always have bet on me.
How much?
$1,000.
And who did you bet with?
The big one. The one who called himself Devil Collins. He take all the bets.
The big one, eh? 6'6", 250 pounds. Does that mean anything to you, Johnny?
Why, it should mean something to me. Oh, son of the blunt dagger. Johnny Mallett is the fool. The big one. Yes, it is that one.
So watch your step, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny Mallett, he has no fear.
Just the same, remember, this man has more than $15,000 bet on himself. He's killed once, he's desperate. And he won't stop at anything to win this contest and collect those bets. So be careful, Johnny. Be very careful.
By gas, Scotty boy. Day like this in the woods, so beautiful. A man should sing. How would you like to hear a song of the voyager?
Well, no, Johnny, no. We're still on the trail. You'd scare game a mile away.
Oh, yes, I forget the contest. Tell me, what these animals we look for?
Well, I don't know, Johnny.
You're not found out yet?
No. There's so many signs.
Ah, that is the trick of the contest. You see, Scotty, an animal has been put into the woods. This animal, he do not belong. We must find him.
But how can you find it if you don't know what you're looking for?
Johnny Mallett, you know...
How?
Reading of the sign. Remember, La Riviere, what I say there?
Well, let's see. Something about the Mustang is a soft hoof.
And then?
The swimmer flies. And when we came to that torn birch, you said, the buck is a duck.
All those things I said to give you the hint. And still you do not know what animal we look for.
No, I guess I'm pretty dumb.
Oh, Scotty, we look for moose.
Moose? Oh, I get it now. The Mustang is a soft hoof. The moose has a body like a Mustang and a cup-like hoof.
And the swimmer fly.
Well, when he swims, the moose looks like an airplane, the way his antlers stick out of the water. and the buck is a duck. Well, that's easiest of all. The moose's antlers look like duck's feet.
So, the signs, they were there to read, but you did not read them, eh?
Well, I didn't think of a moose in the woods here at this time of the year. They always go north.
Oh, but that is the contest, the trick. Johnny Malat, he look only for the sign to read. If the signs say there is the rhinoceros, Johnny, he not surprised. He go out and track rhinoceros.
Well, Apache, did you see him?
Yes, Devil. I follow very close. They are looking for moose. I hear them talk about it. Now they have started campfire, and they will not move until morning.
You're a good Indian, Apache.
The sign of the moose is easy to read now. They will kill it tomorrow unless they lose the sign.
Good. Let them find the moose. Let them do the dirty work.
Clever way, Devil.
Sure. Once the moose is on the ground, and we move in, we'll take over the moose, get back to town, collect our bets and vamoose. Ha ha! Moose! Vamoose! That's pretty funny, huh?
Yes, yes. Let Malat and the boy do the work for us. I laugh in my throat when I think how surprised they will be when they look into our guns and we say, thank you for killing moose. Thank you very much for winning contest for us.
Sergeant Blaine, are you sure Devil Collins and Apache won the contest?
Yes, I gave them the money this morning, Trail. They brought in the moose carcass as specified in the rules. The metal identification tag was in evidence. That was all that was necessary.
I see. There's still no word from Johnny Malat?
Well, a lot of hunters haven't reported yet. Some of them won't be in for a week. Don't know the contest is over.
Hey, Sergeant, would you let me take a look at that moose carcass?
Sure. Help yourself. Right over here.
No, thanks.
Don't know what you expect to find, though.
I'm not sure myself. Yeah, let's see. The bullet ended here, so it should be lodged about there. Let me a knife, will you, Blaine?
Sure. Here you are.
Thanks.
Found it yet?
Just about got it. Beautiful shot, whoever made it.
There, you have it. Let's see it.
Here you are.
Ridges make it look as if it came from a Winchester. One of those old-fashioned repeaters.
Are you sure?
Well, size, shape, condition, ridges. Yes, I'm pretty sure.
That's very interesting, Sergeant. You're sure it didn't come from a new Remington? It
couldn't possibly come from a new Remington.
Then how do you add this up? The only hunter in the contest with an old-fashioned repeater Winchester was Johnny Malat. And Devil Collins used a brand-new Remington.
Hey, that's right. Collins showed me his new Remington just before the contest started.
Yes. And I know Johnny Malat carried an old-fashioned Winchester repeater. It used to be mine. I gave it to him because he liked it so much.
Well, this begins to smell like trouble.
I can guarantee this trouble, Sergeant.
Trail, you know more than you're telling. Remember, you're talking to a police officer.
Don't worry, I'll tell you everything I know. But first, I want to make a long-distance phone call.
To whom?
The director of Indian Affairs at Fort Mojave in Nevada. I want to find out the meaning of some words. And if the answer is what I expect it to be, we've got plenty of tracking to do.
Look, Trail, here's another campfire.
Right. This one's quite different from the other. Apache Rivers built this fire.
How do you figure that?
It's a light fire. The kind of person who lives in a warm climate would build.
Uh-huh.
You see, this kind of Indian doesn't make a fire for heat, only for cooking. So he makes a very light fire.
That's amazing. Figuring something out like that.
Not a bit, Sergeant. Logic and experience. That's all tracking amounts to. But come on now, we've got to keep moving. Yep, this is it, Sergeant. The moose was killed right on this spot.
Well, that's pretty easy to figure out.
Yes, but do you notice how the grass tells us that there were four men here? Two men lifted the moose and dragged it, while two trailed behind.
Johnny Malat and Scotty dragged the moose, right?
Right. Small footprints of Scotty's. The big feet belong to Johnny. Both sets pressed down on the ground quite heavily.
And there's the limping print of Sorto, Devil Collins. And the light, soft trail must be the Indian Apache.
We're getting closer and closer to them, Sergeant. If we're lucky, we may... Well, let's just pray that we're lucky. Oh, blast it, Sergeant. We've lost it. Lost the trail completely.
Looks that way.
Listen, Sergeant, maybe you can help me.
I'll try.
Now, when I called the Director of Indian Affairs at Fort Mojave, I asked him the meaning of three words. The words the dying Indian said to me.
Oh, yes.
One was Hota, wasn't it?
Yes, it means singer. Then the word Ramada, which means lean-to.
Hota, singer. Ramada, lean-to. Doesn't make much sense.
No. And the last word was Nebethi, means devil. Now, that connection is obvious.
I see. The dead Indian was trying to tell you something about devil, meaning Devil Collins. Say, do you suppose Hota and Ramada will tell us where to find Collins?
I think they will.
Huh. Hota, Ramada.
Singing and lean-to. Doesn't that click at all?
No, I can't say it does. Unless... No, it couldn't.
Well, what is it, Blaine?
The falls down the river. People sometimes call it the Singing Falls. Hota, the Singing Falls. Could that be it?
Well, it's worth a chance.
And as for lean-to, well, there's a ledge of rock under the falls. It sort of leans forward. Makes sort of cave.
That's it. I'm sure that's it. Why, it fits together just like a jigsaw. Where are the Singing Falls?
A little less than a mile down the river.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's get cracking. Better take it slow now, Sergeant. Apache and Devil really are inside.
Easy, the Trail. They'll hear us.
Yes. How soon before we get out of this passage?
As I remember, it's only a few more steps.
Uh-huh. It's getting darker. Shine your light directly ahead.
Uh-huh. Trail.
Huh?
Look there. Just where the light hits.
It's Scotty and Johnny Malott. They're still alive.
Wait, Trail. Not so fast. Maybe a trap.
Yes, you're right. They've seen this, but they're not saying anything. And they're not gagged.
Then Devil and Apache are inside the cave, too.
Yes. Better douse the light.
Right.
Oh, come on. Come on, Sergeant. Turn it out.
My flashlight is out, Trail. That light is from somebody else's flash.
Huh?
Somebody behind us.
What?
He's right, Trail. It comes from my flash.
Devil. Devil Collins.
Glad you remember the name. Now drop your gun. Both of you. And start scratching the roof. Go on. Apache's got his gun pointed right at you. Fine. Now get moving straight ahead. You were so interested in finding your friends. Go on and join them. But if you got anything to say to them, get it over with fast. In a few minutes, you ain't going to be able to talk no more. None of you.
His voice echoing in the narrow passageway, Devil Collins utters a deadly, unmistakable threat. And pointing his rifle at them, Apache Rivers forces Mark and Sergeant Blaine into the heart of the cavern, where there is no possible hope of escape. We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening. In a desperate effort to find Scotty and Johnny Malott, Mark and Sergeant Blaine of the Royal Mounted Police followed the trail of Devil Collins and Apache Rivers to a cave beneath a waterfall. There they succeeded in finding their friends, but they walked into a trap. Now, as Apache holds the four at gunpoint, Devil turns to him.
We better get this over with right now, Apache. We'll knock them off in here.
All of them, Devil? Why cannot we just tie them and leave them? We will be able to escape.
Yeah, but they'll be snapping at our heels all the rest of our lives. Uh-uh. We get rid of them now. You take care of the boy first. I'll handle this big mouth Frenchman.
Sacrebleu, you not say that to Johnny Malott if his hands are not tied up. I beat you into Crespo's head with my bare feet.
Ah, listen to him, Apache. Brave, ain't he? Oh, Kenny Malott, you first. Let's see how brave you are against a lead slug.
Wait, Devil. I'll be first.
Everybody wants to be a hero, huh? All right. You want to die first, Frenchman? You'll get the honor. Go on, Apache. Give him a slug right between the eyes.
Very well. Just as you say, Devil.
Why don't you call him Nebethi?
Nebethi? Where you learn that word?
Among the Mojave. You're a Mojave, aren't you?
I am Apache.
Among the Mojave, when they wish to say a man is soft like a woman, they call him Apache.
Where you learn this?
You have the Mojave tattoo. The Mojave beads. You look in my pocket. You will find the blue and white beads of youth.
You have beads, too. Where you get them?
They were given to me by a dead Mojave. Take my beads, he said. Avenge me. There is no other one to die for me.
I will see beads.
Hey, what's going on here, Apache? Get on with it.
I will see beads.
Okay, but hurry up.
Here you are, Apache. Look at them.
You speak truly, Mark Trail. These are beads of Mojave. Where you get them?
I come as the messenger of Mustamho.
Mustamho? The messenger? The sky trick.
Yes.
Listen, Apache, I've had enough of this. Give me that gun. I'll finish him off.
Not yet. Stand back.
Why, you dirty...
I say stand back. I must hear messenger of Mustamho.
In the forest, there is one dead. You don't know about this, Apache. He was a Mojave like you. Wore arrows were in his belt. He traveled many miles. Then he told me, Ota, Ramada, find it, and I find the killer, his killer.
Apache, you fool! Can't you say what he's doing?
There is more, Mactrail.
Yes. Nevesi is the killer, the devil.
Devil! You! Devil Collins!
Don't listen to him, Apache!
This Mojave. Who is he?
In the land of the Mojave, there were two brothers. One sold his little property and made some money. But a man came along, a white man, and the young Mojave went with him, lured by the promise of great riches. The other brother discovered the young one had been tricked, so he followed with war arrows to avenge his family. But the white man killed him first, killed him with his own arrows.
So, my brother is dead.
Yes, Apache. Your brother is dead. Killed by the man you called a friend.
Don't believe him, Apache.
These are beads of my brother, devil. I believe.
Apache, wait. Put down that gun. Don't.
No, Apache, don't shoot. Don't. The law will take care of a murderer.
I am law here. I avenge my brother.
No, Apache.
He's got a knife.
I'll take care of that devil.
Oh, my arm. You're breaking my arm.
Drop it.
Oh.
Drop the knife.
All right. All right.
Get it, Sergeant.
I've got it, Trail. And Apache, I'll take that rifle, too.
No. Devil must die.
He will. He will, Apache. But according to law, you have avenged your brother by helping us capture him. Now turn over that gun.
Very well, Mark Trail. I do as you say.
Good for you. And I'll never again call you Apache. You've done a man's job.
By God, you have make it so Johnny Malatti win the prize for the tracking contest, Mark, but you also make it so I'm ashamed to take it.
Ashamed? Why?
You deserve it, Johnny.
Yes, I win little prize, but the big prize, that go to Mark. Never again I say Johnny Malatti's greatest tracker in world.
Oh, but you are, Johnny. Why, even you admit it.
Sure, maybe I'm best at reading the sign of the moose and the deer and all the animals, but... To read the signs of the mind, the signs of life. There is only one Mark Trail, and to that, Johnny Malat say, Amen. Hey, Mark, what do you think? It looks like one fine day tomorrow. We'll go out and track deer, eh? Have some fun.
No, no thanks, Johnny. I've had enough tracking to last me a long time.
Yeah, you can say that for me, too.
Oh, but, Mark.
Sorry, Johnny. Tomorrow, Scotty and I are heading back to Lost Forest. And when we get there, nothing short of an earthquake is going to make me leave again.
But on Friday, Mark receives a mysterious caller and finds himself involved in another search as he braves the dangers of the sun-parched southwestern desert in pursuit of the white camel. Tune in same time, same station on Friday and find out what happens to Mark Trail. Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail! This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Bill Hoffman, directed by Drex Hine.